1,000 mouths I offer respectful obeisances to Lord Balaram, whose 1,000 mouths... Oh, what are we doing? Oh, I guess they have no choice, huh?
No, I'm sorry.
Whose 1,000 mouths are the home of Lord Krishna's glories. As the great jewel is kept in a favorite place, so the jewel of Lord Krishna's glories is kept in the jewelry case of Lord Ananta's mouth. A person who offers prayers to Lord Balaram will find the glories of Lord Chaitanya appear in his mouth. Lord Balaram is thousand-headed Lord Ananta. There may be many masters in this world, but he is independent of all of them. Lord Balaram Mahaprabhu is very tall. He is a great saint intoxicated by hearing the glories of Lord Chaitanya Chandra. In his form of Nityananda, he enjoys pastimes with Lord Chaitanya eternally. No one is more dear to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya becomes a friend and a help to one who hears or sings Lord Nityananda's glories. Shiva and Parvati find great bliss in Lord Nityananda. On their tongues are pure and eloquent words glorifying Lord Nityananda. Accompanied by Goddess Parvati and 900 million goddesses, Shiva worships Lord Sankarshan. This is described in Srimad Bhagavatam's 5th canto. All Vaishnavas offer obeisances to Lord Balaram and praise him with songs. Wait a minute. That's not where I thought it was.
Where are you reading?
I'm just reading from the first chapter. There was some prayers to Lord Nityananda. It's so hard to see. I'm not used to this big screen. I can't see it all so much at one time. Maybe I should just go right to the... Oh, Krishna saved me.
Just go to pastime. We did plenty of prayers yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to, that's what I do. I'm going to pastime. Hear, please hear how Lord Nityananda delivered many thieves. In Navadvipa lived a Brahmin son who had no peer among the thieves. He was a Brahmin in name only. His heart was filled with evil. He was the commander of an army of thieves. There was no mercy in his body. He always happily stayed among thieves. Seeing Lord Nityananda's ornaments, and glistening necklaces of gold, pearls, and coral, and seeing the many valuable things that decorated his graceful limbs, the Brahmin thief decided to rob them all. Concealing his desire to rob the Lord of his wealth, the thief stayed always in Lord Nityananda's company. In his heart, Lord Nityananda knew this wicked Brahmin was not a good person. A good Brahmin named Hiranya Pandit lived in Navadvipa. He had no material possessions. Associating with no one else, Lord Nityananda now stayed in the home of this fortunate devotee. Meanwhile, the evil-minded Brahmin thief met with other thieves.
Hiranya, is that the same Hiranya in Govardhan who was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes,
it is.
Meanwhile, the evil-minded Brahmin thief met with other thieves and told them this plan. Oh, my brothers, why should we be unhappy any longer? Mother Durga has brought a great treasure house of wealth to a place nearby. On the limbs of Avadhut Nityananda are many ornaments of gold, pearls, and diamonds. There is nothing like these ornaments. What is the money value of all these ornaments? I do not know. Mother Durga has put them all in one place. Now they are all in Hiranya's house. In half an hour, we will rob them all. Taking our swords and shields, tonight we will go there and attack. Agreeing on this plan, the thieves met at night. Armed with swords, daggers, and tridents, the thieves went to the place where Lord Nityananda stayed. Sending a spy ahead, the thieves waited at a certain place. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda was eating, and in the four directions the devotees chanted the holy names of Lord Hari. Lord Nityananda's companions were wild with the ecstasy of love for Lord Krishna. One devotee roared like a lion. Another made a sound like thunder. Another, tasting the nectar of love for Lord Krishna, wept. Another clapped his hands and loudly laughed. Hi, hi, hiya, hiya, another exclaimed. Filled with the bliss of love for Lord Krishna, no one slept. The spy returned to the thieves. The Avadhuti is eating. Everyone is awake, was his report. The thieves said, let them eat. When they are asleep, we will attack. Happy that they would soon plunder great wealth, the thieves sat under a tree. One of them said, the gold bracelets and armlets are mine. Another said, I will take the pearl necklace. Another said, I will take the earrings. Another said, I will take the gold necklace. Another said, I will take the silver anklets. Their minds became absorbed in these thoughts. By Lord Nityananda's wish, the goddess of sleep came and put a veil around those thieves. At once the thieves fell asleep. They were all unconscious. They were all bewildered by the Lord's Maya. The dawn came, still they were not awake. When the crows cawed, the thieves awakened. They did not even see the night. They were unhappy at heart. They hurriedly hid their swords and shields in the forest. Then the thieves hurried to bathe in the Ganga. At the end, the thieves returned to their own place. They violently quarreled.
At least the thieves, first thing they do in the morning is bathe in the Ganga.
One of them said, you fell asleep first. Another said, you slept very soundly. Another said, why should we quarrel? Today, saintly goddess Durga rescued us. The wicked Brahmin, who was the commander of that army of thieves, said, why should we quarrel? Whatever happened was all goddess Durga's will. One day may pass. Does that mean that all the days are gone? I think goddess Durga bewildered us. We did not worship goddess Durga before we left. That is the reason for all this.
Oh, you don't know how to use the computer.
567. What's that?
These guys are bad.
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 Jai Tata. But you have to hit the function key.
Jai Tata. Exactly where you had your little beanie on the other day, your head is blurred with crystal over there.
It's like this.
It's just so they can
see. You look like a joker.
I'm a joker. No, I made a good joke. Which text was it?
567, I think.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tonight we will all worship Goddess Durga. We will offer her meat and wine, then we will go to the same place. Agreeing to this plan, the thieves offering meat and wine worship Goddess Durga. The next day they cleaned their weapons, dressed in black cloth and left. The night was very dark. Everyone slept, the thieves assembled. Approaching the house, the thieves saw many tall men guarding the four directions. The giants had flower garlands around their necks and sandal paste on their looms. Again and again they chanted Sankirtan of the holy names. As Lord Nityananda slept, the giants in the four directions sang Krishna. Seeing this, the thieves became filled with wonder. They left the house and sat down together. The thieves said, "From where did these guards come?" One of them said, "Somehow the Avadut must have known. He asked the guards and brought them here." Another said, "My brothers, this Avadut is a great sage and a philosopher. Again and again I heard this from many mouths. This saintly Avadut has great knowledge. He can protect himself. We all saw those guards. I don't think they were human beings. I think this Avadut has great mystic powers. This is why the people call him Gosai, master." Another thief said, "My brother, you're a fool. How can anyone who eats as he does and decorates himself with many fancy clothes as he does be a Gosai?" The Brahmana, who was the commander of the little army of thieves, said, "I know the reason. Some big, big important person must have come to see the Avadut. An emissary from the king must have come. The giants were his personal bodyguards. Those bodyguards were all religious fanatics. That is why they chanted Hari, Hari. Well, the guards are here and we should not come. After some days they will leave. For now let us go to our homes, my brothers. For 10 days let us quietly stay at home." When the leader had spoken these words, the thieves returned to their homes. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda, the moon of Avadhuts, enjoyed pastimes as he wished. Whoever worships Lord Nityananda's feet and remembers them breaks all obstacles into pieces. Who has the power to place obstacles before Lord Nityananda? Who has the power to place obstacles before the Supreme Lord? Simply by remembering the Lord's servants, one breaks all ignorance into pieces. Ganesh and all his associates are all servants of the Supreme Lord. Shiva, who destroys the worlds, is an Amsa incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Who can bring fear to Lord Nityananda? When the Lord's Amsa incarnation and Anthushesha moves, all the worlds tremble. By his own will, Lord Nityananda performed kirtan in all of Navadvipa. By his own will, he enjoyed pastimes of eating and sleeping. His every limb was decorated with priceless ornaments.
Yeah, somehow the B at the end of the words
becomes an A.
Yeah, I don't know how, but you'll see that.
His every limb was decorated with priceless ornaments. He looked exactly like Rohini's son, Balaram. Lord Nityananda chewed betel nuts mixed with camphor. His gentle smile charmed the hearts of every person in the world. Fearless and blissful and accompanied by a host of fearless and blissful devotees, he went everywhere.
Another time, the thieves made a plan and came to the house where Lord Nityananda stayed. By the Lord's arrangement, there were great clouds. The darkness was blinding. The night was very fearsome. No person walked anywhere. On that very fearsome night, each thief armed himself with 5 or 10 weapons. They approached the house. Then every thief became blind. No one had the power to see. They could not see anything. All the thieves were now blind. Each one of them felt his mind, intelligence, and breath were under attack. One of them fell into a ditch and was ferociously bitten by mosquitoes and leeches. Another fell into a garbage pit and was ferociously bitten by mosquitoes and scorpions. Another fell among thorns. His every limb wounded by the thorns, he had no power to move.
Janitai.
Another fell into a canal, his hands and feet broken, he wept.
Janitai.
Another burned with fever, every thief felt terror in his heart.
Yee-hoo.
At that moment, the demigod Indra sent a great rainstorm to that very place. the thief bitten by mosquitoes and leeches was especially tortured by the rainstorm. The hailstones fell on the thieves' bodies. They could not save their lives. Everyone was plunged into an ocean of suffering. One thief became dizzy and fell down. Forgetting who he was filled with terror. An endless rainstorm fell on the thieves. Their bodies trembled from the freezing cold. Now blind, the thieves had no power to see. Attacked by the freezing rain, they were on the verge of death.
Jayatai!
Aware that these people were enemies of Lord Nityananda, the demigod Indra became angry and tortured them very badly.
Finally, Indra does something good.
After some moments, the Brahmin, who was commander of that little army of thieves, suddenly became fortunate. Now he understood. In his heart, that Brahmin thought, Nityananda is not a human being. In truth, he must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. How can anyone say he is a human being? One day, he bewildered us and made us fall asleep. Still, because of his powerful Maya, I did not understand. Another day, he showed us many wonderful guards. Still, I did not understand. I am a great sinner. Everything I do is bad. In my heart, I wanted to rob the Supreme Lord of his wealth. Who has the power to throw me into all these calamities? Lord Nityananda is my only shelter. I have no other shelter.
Jayatai!
Thinking in this way, the Brahmin meditated on Lord Nityananda's feet. With great love, he took shelter of them and surrendered himself to them. When the Brahmin meditated on Lord Nityananda's feet, the calamity suddenly stopped. At that moment, the Brahmin became free of many millions of his past offenses. The Brahmin prayed, "Save me, save me, O Nityananda, O coward boy Krishna, O Master, O Protector of all living entities, please save me." A person who trips and falls to the ground takes shelter of the earth. In the same way, Govinda Maharaj just wrote that.
Wrote that one?
Yeah. Well, it's elsewhere also. But I just remember, I had a real life dream of him last night. In the same way, a person who commits offenses against you must meditate on you. Only then can he be delivered from his sufferings. You forgive all offenses. You are merciful to the fallen. I have killed many Brahmins and many cows. O Lord, no one is a greater offender than I am. Still, even the great sinners may find shelter in you and break into pieces the bonds that tie them to this world of birth and death. From the moment of birth, you protect the lives of the living entities. O Lord, and at the end of their lives, you protect them also. O Lord, please protect me today from these dangers. If I remain alive, I will have learned my lesson. Birth after birth, I am your servant. O Lord, whether I live or die, I only wish to be your servant. Hearing these words, merciful Lord Nityananda delivered all the thieves. In this way, the thieves became conscious again. Their eyes were suddenly released from blindness. By the power of the thief surrendered to Lord Nityananda, the terrible rainstorm no longer fell. After some moments, the thieves again could see the path. They walked as if they were on the verge of death. They went to their homes and then bathed in the Ganga. The commander of the little army of thieves wept and wept. In his heart, he took shelter of Lord Nityananda's feet. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda, who was the master of all the world, sat down and placed his merciful glance on the fallen souls 6 foot 2.